from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico state legislators gathered today in Santa Fe for the beginning of a special session called by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham last month in order to map out a plan to balance the budget after a major shortfall related to plunging oil prices and the COVID-19 outbreak. District 41 State Senator Greg Fulfer, who represents Eddy and Lee counties, believes that the Democrats have already hatched a plan for the budget, and now it's just an afterthought.
We're about probably $350 million short of funding, so we've got to get that, number one. But it seems like it's being put back on the back burner of everybody else wanting to throw their bills in there. Most of them don't even pertain to the budget. That's a little unusual, I think.
The governor is expected to add police reform, tax, and election proposals to the special session agenda, which could go into the weekend. Two new cases of the COVID-19 in Chavez County were among the 138 reported Wednesday by the New Mexico Department of Health. There are now 61 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, the highest in Southeast New Mexico. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who tracks the virus numbers, explains the spike.
What we're seeing here is a lot more testing, and as a result, these people are coming up positive. Key things to look at are hospitalizations have not gone up. We have no one in a hospital here in Chavez County. These seem to be mild cases, never been noticed if they weren't tested.
When I interviewed the mayor around 4:30 on Wednesday, the new numbers from the health department had not been released yet. At that time, Chavez County had reported 59 cases of the coronavirus. Then late last night, two more cases of the coronavirus were added to that number, bringing it to 61 in Chavez County. However, half those persons affected by the disease have recovered. The Carlsbad School Board approved a $207 million budget for the next school year. While that's good news for them, it's not so much with the Roswell Independent School District. As one of its cost-cutting measures, the city of Roswell will no longer provide resource officers to the school district. Terrell Dunlop of Lovington and creator of TD's Brew and Barbecue has a deal with the Albertsons grocery chain to sell his various flavors of barbecue sauce statewide. He began brewing his sauce 15 years ago as a hobby. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.